Jeffrey's stayed up past his bedtime again. It's 1 a.m. and he's doom scrolling over and over and over and over again. What are you even searching for, Jeffrey? He knows what he's looking for, but he doesn't want to admit it. He's looking for gooning content. He's gonna do it again for the third time today. Jeffrey, you said you'd be on NoFap. Why won't you just help yourself? It's almost as if you're waiting for someone to come in and save you. No one can do that. Right? Adonis. Adonis is the pinnacle of masculinity. And so he understands that no one is coming to save him. He has to build his kingdom himself. And even though it is difficult, he puts in the work to get it done. And because of that, Adonis is so happy, fulfilled, and attractive. We were raised so feminine in a feminine gynocentric world. We were treated like little girls. People save little girls. They save women. If you are a female, someone will come and save you. But that is not the truth for young men. Before we dive into this, make sure that you're subscribed to this channel and leave a like because it'll help with the YouTube algorithm. And if you're interested in advanced courses on masculinity, dating, and self-improvement, then check out the link in the description. That's my course and community platform, Library of Adonis. Go check it out. All the details are there. Let's do this. Young men are disposable. And the problems that you face in your life right now, like addictions, like NoFap and junk food and content and video games, and being unattractive to girls and feeling lonely and having no intimacy, and then feeling weak, like you've got low testosterone, low energy, low vitality. No one is gonna actually fix these problems for you. Not your father, not me, no one. It is literally just up to you to save yourself. Now, you can get wisdom and advice and guidance from other people. You can watch these videos to get ideas to implement into your own life. But I can't lift the weights for you. If I could, I would, but I can't lift the weights for you. I can't build the business for you. I can't like cold approach the girl for you. And here's the weirdest thing. You know, if I could do that, you know, if I built a business for you, you know what would happen? You'd probably ruin it. If I built a business and I gave it to you just by the level of life that you're in, the level of knowledge you've got, your skills, your traits, your personality quirks, your habits, you would end up destroying the business. If I attracted a girl and got her into you, you would lose her attraction. No one's coming to save you, but no one could even give you the things that you want because you wouldn't be able to keep them because of the level of man that you are right now. This shouldn't piss you off or sound insulting. It should actually make you think like, oh yeah, fair enough. I actually have a lot of work to do. I'm a work in progress. I think a man's life starts when he realizes this, when he realizes that even though you've got family, friends, society, mentors, you are alone. You absolutely are alone in most of this journey. You are alone, but with other people around you. And they are on their own growth, their own journeys, their own path. They can share ideas with you. They can give you some encouragement, but no one can do the work for you. Only you have that ability to control your mind and your body to do it yourself. So this means one of the most important skills you could ever possibly develop, write this down, is the ability to control your actions and go to the direction that you want. What is masculinity if not for understanding that you are at point A, envisioning an ideal future, point B, and then putting in the work to get there, even though it is difficult, even though there'll be trials and tribulations. That is literally masculinity. On a piece of paper, write the letter A and then write the letter B and draw an arrow to it, A to B. That is literally masculinity in the smallest, like the drawing that I could ever give you. You are at point A. You need to have a point B in your mind, a goal, a vision, a future, a way that you want to construct the world as if you are almost a god. You envision the world in a certain kind of way, the world or your world. And then the arrow represents the work that you have to put in, even though it'll be difficult, even though there'll be like lines, vertical lines through the arrow, where it'll be tough, where you are your own enemy, where there's other people who are enemies, where there's environmental factors because you are currently living in a third world country, or like your family's not rich enough for the idea that you've got, or whatever it is. There'll be things that feel outside of your control, but you have to literally take responsibility and just take action and do the work anyway. Because nobody cares. Nobody cares about the excuse you could make, like, oh, but I'm from a third world country. Nobody gives a fuck. Nobody listens to that, you know, like, oh, but bro, I'm from India. Nobody reads that and says, like, oh, yeah, fair enough. Come here. Who the fuck is going to treat you like that? Your mother, fine, but she's not going to make you successful. Nobody cares about any excuse you could give. Oh, but I'm short. Nobody gives a fuck. So all these things that stand in your way, genetics and where you were born and what country you're in, your level of education, your family, whatever you could think of, you get no kudos for talking about them. No one's going to hear that and be like, oh yeah, but fair enough, you know, genetics made him short, I'll fuck him anyway. Nobody is going to say that. Oh yeah, he was born in India, so I'll just, yeah, I'll bank transfer him some money because, you know, you were born in, yeah, fair enough, I'll give you some money, bro, it's okay. Nobody's going to do that for you. So when you use these excuses and say, okay, nobody's coming to save me, but I can't really save myself because I've got this, you know, this disadvantage that, like, everyone else doesn't have. This is my special disadvantage. This is my special excuse. That doesn't actually help you. You should instead completely flip that kind of energy to its opposite. You should not be thinking like, you know, I would get the girl, but I'm short. You should be hyping yourself up in the mirror saying, I'm gonna get the girl and I'm short. I'm gonna get rich as fuck and I'm from India. I'm gonna get muscular as fuck and I had pretty shitty genetics to begin with. Just see how that feels empowering. And then your brain will get to work on thinking, okay, well, how can you get to point B? How can you achieve that? What does that arrow represent? That's how you save yourself. You realize what mental limitations you have, like what limiting beliefs you have right now that feel so pleasant for you to think about. It feels so right, so genuine for you to say, like, you know, I really want to get rich, but I just can't because of where I'm from. I just can't because of my parents. I just can't because I've got like autism or ADHD. It feels so right to be able to say that. Like, oh, but you know, I've got poor genetics, so I just can't get that big. Girls don't even like muscle anyway. It feels so nice to be able to say that to yourself, but it is a lie. That's like the feminine, like motherly quality. That's like you were too close to your mother and she says this to you, like, no, don't go play with those boys outside. Like, they're too big for you. No, it's okay. Come here. Come on. Let's just do something inside the house. No, when you go out on your bike, don't ride your bike so fast. No, don't ride your bike so fast. No, you don't have to do that. Come here. Mwah. It's okay, my little boo-boo. It's okay. You're mothering yourself when you use these excuses and you say, no, I can't do what those big boys do. I can't play with those big boys. They're too big for me. You're not helping yourself when you do that. The way that you save yourself is that you start to father yourself. You think about what the ideal father, not necessarily your father, but the ideal father would say to you. He would not say, oh, well, son, you know, we're not very tall, so you'll never be able to get laid. He'd never say, oh, son, you know, we live in this country, so you won't be able to make money. Your father is the only man on the planet who wants you to do better than he has done. He would not tell you these limiting beliefs and give you this comforting lie that it's okay. He would challenge you and say to you, yes, you can get rich even though we were born in poverty. It's been done before, so why not you? Yes, you can attract the woman that you want even though we happen to be short because it's been done before, so why not you? There's self-made millionaires and billionaires who were born in India. They're short guys who are kind of ugly, who have got beautiful women who are genuinely devoted to them. Your own excuses will hold you back and it will stop you from throwing down the rope from the top of the cave down to where you are right now. You need to focus on the light outside of the cave, not the darkness down below. When you focus on the excuses and you say to yourself, like, oh, but I'm from this country or I've got this height, this skin color was my personal excuse. I used to genuinely believe that I wouldn't be able to attract girls because I had brown skin and I thought girls only liked guys with white skin. I genuinely believed that. I was at like the bottom of this pit, wallowing in despair, like focusing on the darkness inside instead of the light up above the pit. And the light was, well, you can be brown and also attractive. Girls are not into you just because you're brown. They're not into you just because you're not very attractive or that nice to be around or that fun and you don't know how, about female nature and you don't know about attraction and you don't respect yourself and you're not even attractive in general. Once I focused on the light, my brain got to work and I genuinely started to envision this version of me that was still brown-skinned, but that was attractive to girls. And I made it happen, even though the limitation, the excuse, like, you know, the disadvantage was the same throughout all of that time. And you can do the same. You can save yourself. You just have to cut out these beliefs that are holding you back. So sit there for a second and ask yourself, which belief is the most insidious, and then work your way through in destroying that belief, removing it from your mind, and implanting one of positivity and hope. Do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah. Mwah.